Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
We got your favorite sports and we got your favorite team.
Big Red Ducker.
Big Red
Ducker.
Way out in California, but we represent the scene.
Big Red
Ducker.
Big Red
Ducker. Pat, Joe, and Tweety are here to make some noise. We got a podcast. We're based in Cali and Floyd. Big Red
Ducker.
Big Red
Ducker.
Big Red
Ducker.
Yeah.
Let's go. Big Red.
I'm Pat.
I'm deaf. That was so loud, Ryan.
How is that loud?
You yelled. You have your headphones on. Take one of the earphones.
Hear it through the headphones.
Oh my God, you're yelling.
He was excited to hear the Killigans.
I know.
Which, by the way, I've been listening to their last album coming home from work most days lately.
Yeah?
It's so good.
They have other songs besides the Big Red Cobcast
theme
song?
Like Dance on Your Grave.
Ooh, that's a good
Burn It Down.
Sound like good games for the Iowa matchup.
Is let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is that a song?
You
are loud. You have to realize you're loud.
What are you talking about,
okay.
Joseph?
All right, you're turning your mic down so you can yell.
What's your question?
Is the Big Red Cobcast theme song on the album?
It is not.
No.
Oh. When you're listening on Amazon Music, though, you can hear the Cornhusker, though, that song.
Okay.
That you've made a music video for.
That's true.
That'll be on one of their, like, you know, like, deluxe edition albums. This cut will be on.
Yeah?
For the real collectors.
Yeah. People that really care about punk music and also love Husker podcasts.
My buddy... It was the other way around on his comedy album. Well, it was a little bit of both. He called a podcast that he listens to and left a message while he was recording the comedy album. And then they played it, and then he put it on a bonus cut of his comedy album.
Wow.
Because they like to record, like, big events. And he's like, this is kind of a big event. I'm on stage right now.
And so they just recorded it while he was doing it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it was an answering machine. But,
he left his whole set on an answering machine?
Well, no, he left, like, right before he did all his comedy, but in front of the crowd and everything, and got the crowd to say something.
Okay.
Yeah, it was...
Where can people find this?
His name's Glenn Tickle. I opened for him when he did his album recording.
What a good name for a comedian.
He does a good 10 minutes on his name. Anyway.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So there we go. Spring game, guys.
Yeah, we got stuff to talk about for the first time really in a while. Some solid.
I don't know. I'd argue that last week we have plenty to talk about based off of last week.
Okay, sure. In terms of that, yes.
I'm talking about the Harrison Beck interview.
Yes, but in terms of, like, actual content of Husker football things happening, this is the biggest event in a while.
You think it's bigger than the fact that Harrison Beck officially blocked us?
Now, why did that happen?
He's blocking everyone. Like, I've got a private account, and I didn't follow him, and he blocked my personal account.
Is my account blocked? I should find out.
Probably.
I haven't...
I mean, especially for a guy that literally went on a rampage making fun of all three of us, he couldn't handle a little bit of...
But I don't think we did anything to him.
What was the...
Well, I did start a poll knowing that people were going to call him fat.
Oh,
I
mean, not many people did, though, did they?
I mean, enough. They would make, like...
I mean, people should be happy. I didn't win by that much.
Yeah. I mean, I had two hopes. I had one hope that people in our... I was hoping our fan base would make fun of Harrison and see how he reacted. That was definitely one of the reasons I posted it. Another reason was I really wanted...
Yeah.
I was bored.
Yeah.
I really wanted Harrison to beat you.
Like beat him down?
No, to be... the poll is who's sexier, Pat or Harrison.
Oh.
And I wanted Harrison to beat Pat just so I could have that to say forever.
It
backfired.
You had a great line the other day. For a quarterback, he's sure doing a lot of blocking.
Nice. That is a good line.
Yeah.
Because he's just been tearing through. Like someone mentioned, he's probably blocking more people than are following him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's...
Was it you who said that?
No.
Or was it one of the guys at the bar?
Yeah, I agree.
The people went a couple different ways with that interview. They're like, that was amazing, or... Really wish you wouldn't have talked to that guy.
It's basically the difference between me and Pat. You can like, oh, you're a Pat fan. Oh, you're a Tweety fan.
There's Tweety fans?
Yeah. People that like chaos.
By the way, there are two people who want to be your partner, Joe, in Husker Jeopardy in Omaha.
Pat, your dad.
My dad and the informer.
Oh, right.
John Zelazny.
Well, if I don't make it, those two can be a team.
It's too late because...
We got to get our tickets.
Well, we have to... If we're going to do the partner thing, we have to know now because I have to get my partner.
Well, maybe you could take the leftover one of those two. Right.
What about our team against these other people?
A guy who refs with my dad also wants to play.
Oh, boy.
Who listens.
Oh, I'm going to get a different person, though.
Well, this guy, Rhino, I'll go ahead and say it right now. I should just keep him to myself. But he's a goddamn ringer. Whoever gets him wins.
Oh, we'll see. Maybe
you don't know
that's why
who
it
I'm.
Just be the
you don't know who I'm
perhaps.
Going to ask.
But I do think
Rhino would beat whoever you would ask.
Listen, why don't we?
I'll tell you who I'm going to ask off air.
Well, that's no good.
Let's text it to me right now.
Okay.
It's going to be Charlie McBride.
No, Charlie McBride. But no,
that'd be slow. That'd be a great like wrestler kind of thing. Like a guy. Oh no, that's Charlie McBride's music.
Oh, that's funny.
People would go nuts.
This sounds like we already have something that can become a monthly thing wherever they want to do it in Omaha. Somebody, we need 10% for the idea to do Husker Jeopardy once a month.
So are you not?
I am coming. I just
booked?
Gotta buy the. I haven't booked the tickets.
I haven't booked the tickets either.
I'm booked.
Yeah, I haven't booked them yet either. I was going to, but then
direct flight from Burbank.
Well, not direct, but...
I was thinking about driving back, but
what?
I'm not gonna. I'm flying.
I am flying from Burbank, though, because it's just way easier than LAX. But the only way to go direct to Omaha is LAX on American.
Yeah.
And I'm not messing with LAX, especially because the Burbank airport is like 3 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
There's no reason. I didn't know that you could do that direct. I should look into that because I may have enough miles, actually.
Do it.
I'll look into it. But we should coordinate that. Why are we talking about our flights to everyone?
Right. I was wondering.
People are excited for the Cobcast in Omaha.
I really hope.
Are we doing a live broadcast other than the...
We're going to probably live feed the whole thing. But we'll also be recording.
Is that going to count as an episode we'll put out?
Well, we'll be recording. Yeah, we'll be recording that episode.
Got it.
And then that'll go out.
So we'll do an episode and the Jeopardy, or the Jeopardy will be the episode?
Jeopardy will be the episode.
Nice.
Cool.
Two for one.
Unless...
Joe loves it.
Well, unless...
We do another special episode.
That's the thing. There could
get a guest.
That's what I'm saying. There's going to be some cool people there. I'd love to get like Houston Alexander or something like that.
I'd like to get Scott
Ross.
Yeah. Does he go to improv festivals?
He might.
If the show is good enough...
Did you see my text?
I did.
Okay.
Guys.
I should just blow up your spot right now.
No.
Let's talk about this game a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys just watched it. I watched it too, but you watched it together.
All right.
Holding hands.
We didn't hold any hands.
No.
Not your own
hands. I want to give a shout out to a Husker fan.
Okay.
Today.
Oh, I want to give, yeah, go ahead.
James Stevenson. He's like one of the head developers of the PlayStation Spider-Man game that just came out.
Was he there today?
Yeah, the guy I was talking to.
The guy with the dog?
No, the other guy.
Okay.
We were talking and bullshit, and it came up, and I was like, I never played it. I got Red Dead instead of that one. He gave me a code for a free...
Is it a long-haired guy?
No, short-haired guy.
Okay. Never mind. All right.
But he gave me the free video game, so if he listens, so if he's a listener, thank you. And he's watched my movie.
I think he is probably a listener.
If process of elimination, I figured it out. It's the guy who drove like a Beamer in front of me.
Yeah, nice. That guy.
He almost ran you over with his car.
Yeah. He verified flexed on me.
I got a story.
When we became Twitter followers.
Verified flexed you?
We had Twitters and like we introduced ourselves and like his pops up with this big check mark.
You know, the podcast should become verified.
How do you become verified?
We got followers.
Don't you have to do something for that?
What's that?
I don't need to be verified.
You just have to ask them to be verified.
Oh, well, no thanks.
Yeah. And I think you have to have so many followers and you have to like.
So many.
But it's like 1,000 or something like that. It's not.
All right, let me just tell one.
We got over six times that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the game, and then I'll tell the story about the
thing you already forgot about.
The Hawkeye Tears bottle and the connection that it brought me.
Okay.
And the Copcast. But let's talk about the game a little bit because I can tie into the fact that about the game.
Well, there were like 30 dudes not playing.
Yeah, a lot of dudes not playing.
I really wanted to see Wandale.
I know that's it. It almost made it not worth it,
but.
But didn't
protect him. Save him for the season. Yeah, we knew. We knew.
Don't show people. He may be so good. They may not want people to see because they will quadruple team him.
You don't want that hammy issue to become a constant.
Here's the thing. It doesn't. They're going to figure it out because look at Taylor Martinez. Taylor Martinez was the greatest Husker quarterback in the history of Husker quarterbacks for six games. And then he put those numbers up against, I think it was K-State.
Yeah.
And then
Washington.
Was the end of his career.
Yeah. Well, part of that was injury because he got messed up against Missouri. Right. Also, part of it was that he was super one-dimensional.
Yes.
Didn't he get messed up kicking a locker or something like that?
Well, he got messed up a bunch of ways. His ankle got rolled real bad in that Missouri game when Roy Helu went off. When Roy Helu busted off like... Just run after
like
run.
300 yards.
And we
like
went
400
nuts.
Yards or something like that.
He blew up.
It was the record. Most yards in a game
for Nebraska.
For Nebraska.
Yeah. You know the record against Nebraska is the national record, isn't it?
Well, no, that got broke a week later.
Oh, that's right, a week later.
Yeah,
but then didn't he break it again?
But that was against someone else, maybe.
But no, I don't think Melvin Gordon broke it a second time.
Oh, I thought he broke it against Nebraska twice.
No.
He did go off against us multiple times, but he only set a record once.
Okay.
I'm having flashbacks to watch.
I know.
Wilfong's.
I wasn't out here
you
yet.
You think that's what ruined me and Bob Wilfong's relationship?
Is it ruined?
I mean, I didn't know it was ruined. I don't think he knows that either.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't like me.
I didn't think that.
No, I just think you two are in different mood groups. Yeah. You know? He's a family man out in Santa Clarita.
True.
And you do what you do.
What do I do, Pat?
We don't know. That's why you said it that way. You're an enigma.
I mean, we know you're not a family man living in Santa Clarita.
And we know you let that garden not die, but it has not been tended to.
What?
Your garden.
Today?
In weeks.
Who do you think?
Not the big thing of lettuce.
That's dead.
Dying. That's done.
Dying.
It's toast.
That was dead though.
No, it wasn't. I've been here.
I mean,
every
it couldn't
week.
Have been. There's still a tiny bit of life to it.
No, she that will. No. So people that don't know, my wife is a gardener, and we have a
very good one.
Yeah, and we have this humongous garden for LA, like. Think about
humongous garden for anywhere.
Yeah, it's like imagine trees. Like a Nebraska acreage, and they grew a garden. My wife has like
you have a fig tree that is about a month away from giving out a lot of fruit, and it's implanted into your palm tree.
Yeah, she's dope. That was an accident,
you
but
have
she
fig tree.
Well, I didn't figure anyone
have this
purposely planted figs.
Well,
in a tree.
But now that it's doing it, we're gonna purposely plant other fruit
you
trees
should,
in there because it's cool.
Well, you don't want to, but you also don't want to wear like you don't want to overtax
the tree,
the nutrition in the tree by putting a bunch of like parasites.
That tree has survived for thousands of years. I don't think that's true. Yeah, that's a prehistoric palm tree. No,
that's what maybe what they call it, and maybe its genesis is that old. But that tree is no more than 100 years.
I guarantee you right now, $20 says there is dinosaur piss on that tree.
I mean, I'll take the bet, but I don't know how.
Why do you think it's so tall? It's so tall because the brontosaurus can't eat the leaves when they're that tall.
You had no alcohol today.
None.
Okay. Anyway.
Has there just been one alcoholic beverage consumed amongst the three of us today?
Joe doesn't ever drink.
Hardly
ever. And I...
No.
How did I know? How did I...
I had a drink last night. I had a Moscow Mule.
Oh, okay.
That's not a drink.
What?
That's a child's drink.
There's...
My mom used to give me that. My mom used to give me that when I was in elementary school.
Your mom used to hit you in the head with a brass, with a tin, copper cup. That's why you think it's a Moscow Mule.
I've had four in the last 18 hours. That's pretty high for me lately.
Yeah, man. You're sloshed.
You're an alcoholic.
Absolutely.
Get it together, dude.
Here's what I think. Jalen Bradley, I think, looked pretty good. Very shifty.
With the weaker offensive line against the better defensive line.
I think they put Bradley on that team just to give the defense something to go against. You know what I mean? And to challenge Bradley. Now, because he looked like the best running back out there.
I thought he did, too.
I feel better about our running back room, actually.
I don't.
Well,
the fact that Belt and Bradley are our...
There are potentially four running backs... Maybe five if you count Wandell.
He's not a running back.
Okay, yeah, well then you could say Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Bell?
Belt. Belt. Belt.
No. Who are the guys who didn't play? Greg Bell is gone. He's at San Diego State.
Washington. Well, so Dedrick Mills.
Mills is I'm thinking.
Washington.
Washington.
Ramir Johnson.
And
Tompkins.
Guy. Tompkins.
Ronald. So that's Ronald. I was going to call him Ronald. Ronald Tompkins, right?
The four guys who could end up being the top four guys in the depth chart.
There's a lot of could with all of them, though, because Ramir Johnson is pretty little
and coming off an injury, right?
No. That's Tompkins. Okay.
And there's some smoke that we might get Taj Griffin.
Yeah,
and he's a receiver, but he played running back also.
Right.
Where did he play?
Oregon. He busted off a big run against us in Lincoln. Here's the thing, though. He's going to probably have to either get a degree. No, he's already redshirted in 1 year.
Oh.
He's either going to have to find a way to get a degree to be a grad transfer or...
Eat a year of eligibility.
He doesn't have one. He's going to have to get a medical redshirt somewhere to make it happen.
Was he a senior?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's a long shot with him. Ramir Johnson is a high schooler who's little and might be almost more of a Duck R kind of guy, but he's fast as hell. Ronald Tompkins is coming off two knee injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Washington,
but good news is both knees.
There's truth to that. There's balance.
That's what I'm saying. Not the same knee twice.
Sure.
Right.
And Martinez was coming off an injury, and that's how we got him.
Yeah. But then
that's not how we got him. We got it because Verduzco is the goddamn man.
Okay.
There's a little combination.
No. All Verduzco.
Mo Washington. God knows.
Yeah.
And here's the part that scares me about Dedrick Mills.
You have to assume Mo Washington's off the team. You just have to at this point. Or else you're probably going to be disappointed.
I get the sense he's going to remain, but I don't know.
I go back and forth. If this case was in Nebraska.
Oh,
or, okay.
God, yeah.
Or, okay. If this case was in Arizona, Nebraska, he'll still play.
Mm-hmm.
But California, it's a different state. It's much more.
There's also nothing in it for California.
Well, and don't forget too.
The other with him,
attorneys.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like in Nebraska, the judge.
Attorneys general are elected, and they like to make big stands.
They do prosecute.
They like to make big stands, and this will be a big stand, and it won't be one of their citizens in. I mean, he is, but he isn't.
Right.
So I think, you know, there's a lot more to gain than lose for some attorney general.
How old was he when this crime happened? Was he over 18 when it happened?
I believe so,
He was 17.
When the crime happened?
When
he got the video. Oh, okay.
He was 18 when he sent it.
Okay. Well, yeah, he we'll see.
But
this whole child porn thing,
It's, well, that's the part that's going to stick, but it's but
no,
it's not.
That's the part that's bullshit. That's the part that's going to get thrown out.
But that's the part that's going to, because it's the most like eye-popping, that's going to be the part that makes other stuff.
That's going to be the easiest thing to plea bargain
out
of.
It's
going to
be the easiest thing to get out of, but it's going to but it's going to be the
what
tactic used to drive everything else up.
Very
because the other part is the more serious part, because when it comes to him,
from his I don't want to get into this on the podcast.
Yeah, let's just.
But I guess
it's up in the air. Clearly.
Yeah,
and you're saying don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, you're better off just assuming he's off the team.
Right. Well, I think that's what the team is probably doing.
Right. And then Dedrick Mills, he hasn't had any organized team activities since the fall, and his former coach is no longer there, who probably would be the one kind of keeping him still in workouts, even though he's going to come to Nebraska. So who knows what kind of shape he'll be in. That's the part that terrifies me about Dedrick Mills. So all five of those guys,
I think that Frost and company are going to are telling. I think that, did you look, see how much bigger and faster and stronger our team was today than last year?
Totally.
This time?
Yeah.
I think that last year you had guys like Tyjon Lindsey and you had Greg Bell that were a little out of shape coming into the season, and they
were the best option we had, kind of.
It sort of, and then we found out that actually they're not.
Right.
That's
the
thing.
Even if they were, I think we found out the toxicity brought into the locker room.
I'll take Ozigbo, pure talent, Ozigbo over Greg Bell every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
And part of it is what's between the years psychologically.
Yeah, but that's
over the year too. You could tell that he was putting work in the way that
he's been putting in work in since the day he stepped on this campus.
Do you remember? So he played as a true freshman. Then we bring in Jordan Stevenson, who Wisconsin didn't want. And he's like, whatever, man, bring on competition. Yeah. And then Jordan Stevenson leaves. He's like, and he's basically like, some people are scared of competition. You could tell at some point something good was going to happen with Ozigbo because of that attitude.
Right.
And he put it in. He was like, wasn't he like the last addition to the first Riley class?
He was pretty late.
He came in late, yeah.
I don't know that he was the last, but I think he was either an Iowa State commit or an Iowa State lean.
Yeah.
When we got him.
He came out of nowhere, kind of, I think, when we got him. But and he'll be in the NFL. So that's a pretty good lesson for all you kids out there.
But basically what I was trying to say, though,
mysteries.
Is that I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
Is that
Joe's brain cut him off. His brain was like, I forgot what I was saying.
Jalen Bradley looking serviceable was counter to what was coming out of spring camp all spring. That right there just doesn't make me feel like, oh, this running back room is amazing, but it does make me feel better about the running
room.
Every
year there's a handful of players that look amazing that just aren't.
In the spring game, always.
And I get that.
And that's...
McQuitty had a big catch last year.
But the best predictor of future performance is past performance.
But with a lesser offensive line against the better defense.
Yeah, he got lucky a few times. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't buy it yet.
There's other players that...
Because I'm still... Everything coming out is still that he's trash.
And it could be that they're just trying to keep...
Even on the field last year. He was in the bleachers.
They might just be, because he lacked that last year, they're trying to keep the foot on the gas pedal with him. And really, they're trying to push him.
Yes.
Because certain guys respond to certain things differently. And they might realize this is a guy that needs pushed.
Yes, and you get him in the game and you give him the opportunities. And it's kind of like, it's almost like Iverson's thing of practice. Like
practice? Oh, wait,
I'm not saying Iverson wouldn't have been better. Yeah, you gave him the Jim Mora.
I gave him the Jim Mora treatment, yeah.
Playoffs. Playoffs? We're talking about playoffs? Wait. But I think, what was that fucking?
Did I screw you up?
You did.
I'm sorry.
No, but
it's the marijuana that screwed up.
Bradley
joke.
Showed up really well in the game, and he may be the kind of guy that you got to throw him in the game, and he makes it happen. And the way with the uncertainty with the running backs, he may get that opportunity just because they have no other option.
Well, here's the best possible outcome for a guy like Bradley, because he wasn't going to win it
But I also think he was. They put him on that team to challenge the defense a little.
There's also a lot of similarity, though, if you think about it, to a Zigbo because they were They were disappointed with a Zigbo for a while, and the Riley
Zigbo
beginning of
was
Frost.
Always. Everybody was always like Ziggy's the greatest Ziggy. I love Ziggy.
He didn't see. He didn't see the field for the first few games last year.
The Frost.
But that's because we had Bell, and Ziggy wasn't. Ziggy Bell was supposed to be fast, and Ziggy was supposed to be like the third down back. And then they started realizing, like, oh, Ziggy's got he's fast.
But they did question his work ethic, right.
I don't
like,
remember
I think
ever hearing that
for a little bit at the beginning part.
At the beginning of the year, he wasn't.
Well,
the
he
starter,
played. He wasn't
the
starter. Greg Bell was a Greg
but
Bell
he
was a
wasn't,
transfer.
He wasn't at the beginning of the year what he was at the end of the year.
And it was as they
sure.
got. It was
nobody
as they,
was though.
It was as they got closer to the fall though that they started to say. Oh, man, he's really got a step that we didn't see in the spring.
Right, because everybody counted him out because he looked like a Monty Cross.
Yeah. You know what noticed with all the running backs? And it was funny because I made this observation in my head right before Burkhead came on the screen. But all the running backs...
The most overrated running back in the history of Husker football?
I actually disagree. I think Rex Burkhead rarely lost yardage. That dude would get... maximum yardage out of every carry because he was very shifty. And I thought a lot of their running backs belt.
Yeah, Brody Belt.
They made a lot of like little cuts.
Yeah.
You know, where they a lot of stop and go with some shiftiness, which I always thought was actually his best characteristic.
So there were a lot of people
as well.
There were a lot of people who
Abdullah
wanted Wyatt.
Is the best running back since. Since.
Yeah.
Since when?
I'm trying to think of a, probably since. Von Green.
Is it on YouTube, your video?
Oh, yeah.
Amir Abdullah, F yeah. Go look
you can just
up.
Say, it's Amir Abdullah, fuck yeah.
Oh, I listened to the edited.
I don't know who made
parental,
that. I don't know who made that.
I made it for myself.
Well, there are a lot of people who wanted Wyatt Mazur over the years to basically be the Danny Woodhead that Nebraska never got. And he did suffer an injury at one point, so that's probably changed that. But, like, Brody Belt looks more like that. Than Wyatt Mazur. And I realize, again, it's spring. Jamal Turner looked like he was going to win 8 Heisman trophies in a spring game.
Who did?
The guy who
Jamal Turner.
Oh, yeah. He was doing backflips and shit in the end zone.
But I do think, like, based on, and I know he was going up against Class B competition in high school, but dude can play. Dude's got football instincts.
Mazur?
He's just not, no, Belt.
Oh, Belt, yes.
Belt played a higher level of high school competition than Mazur. Okay.
He's a freshman, though, right?
Yeah.
So that's my thing.
Redshirt freshman.
Here's my thing. He might be. There's no doubt he could be, who's the guy from Chatterin?
Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead. He could be Danny Woodhead. He could be. He could end up being the next white running back.
Rex Burkhead.
Eminem. He could be the next Eminem.
Brock Olivo.
I mean, you're right. You've already said Danny Woodhead and Rex Burkhead.
I didn't say Rex Burkhead. I said Eminem.
We're not leaving a lot of white running backs out
there. Yeah, there's not a
whole
lot.
They all end up with the Patriots. So we can already predict right now Brody Belt will be a New England Patriot.
The fact, just hear me out about the running back room.
Yes.
The fact that a walk-on freshman and Jalen Bradley are looking like our two best running backs right now.
Yeah, but
is
there are
not
four who aren't on campus who could be on campus.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about what we got right now today.
We're not playing games for what, 4 months?
No, you're.
I just said it makes me.
We're arguing different arguments,
and we're arguing different arguments. I didn't say it makes me feel good. I said
it makes
me feel
better. And I'm telling you, you shouldn't feel better. You should feel worse.
Why?
Because
I mean, I already knew that. This isn't news to me. This isn't news to me that
because he should feel worse. He should feel bad about himself.
This isn't news to me that a freshman walk-on and Jalen Bradley were the top two running backs on the team at this point. That's been talked about ad nauseum.
No, they look better. They're saying that Jalen Bradley is shit. Usually. I've heard nothing but shitty things about Bradley.
But so you hear a guy.
I saw him do a couple good plays and then make a couple errors.
I thought he did more than a couple good plays.
I know that I feel like he started out stronger. Don't
let him out.
Oh, is?
I thought there was one outside.
No, they should both be inside. Are they not both inside?
They're talking Tweety's dogs now, guys.
Yeah.
Look for the other dog. They're here.
Okay.
Jesus.
Is he really there?
They're both there.
You are you lying to me or did you really see him?
Your dog's dead and I'm lying to you. Okay. Find out in an hour.
All right. As long as he's inside.
Yeah, oh, he'll decompose a lot faster outside. It's getting warm.
No, it's gonna stay there until Irina gets back.
Care of anything out in that garden? So.
I'm just, yeah, I don't know.
I agree with Pat. I think they looked better than what we expected to see.
I think especially because he was playing with the backup line. I think that made a big difference.
What the fuck was that?
I was practicing my curveball.
Please don't accidentally throw that lemon in my office.
Don't accidentally throw a lemon.
He'll purposely throw it.
Who accidentally throws a lemon?
A guy that's pretending to throw a lemon that's also Joe Canale.
I am meeting up.
Who's scared of self stepping on a dog toy earlier?
Oh my God, dude. You know, we haven't told the story about Mike on the podcast yet.
I thought we did. We did tell last week.
How Mike got scared?
When I threw the dog toy at him and he was peeing at night. Yeah, we told the story. And
did
he
we?
Screamed.
Like, I mean, he screamed.
Like a village of women,
yeah,
and young girls,
yeah. Imagine that Frankenstein is walking through the center of town, and all the young girls are there.
Imagine Scott Frost walks up and Tweety sees him. Imagine that high pitch of scream.
Now, he did scream and then immediately start laughing when he realized it wasn't.
I'm the coolest person around celebrities.
But not around Scott Frost.
Yeah, I am. Guaranteed.
No, you'd drizzle down your leg.
I wouldn't sound like a girl about it.
I don't know. You'd be like Beatles fan.
You'd shake yourself like a man.
There's only one person on this planet that would make me nervous to talk to you.
Who?
Eminem. He's the only one. Everybody else, I can handle. Eminem, I'd take my panties off and I'd throw him up on stage. And then he'd be like, dude, I'm not, what are you doing? We're in a Walmart. And I'd be like, why are you here in a Walmart?
Why is there a stage at this Walmart?
Yeah.
So many questions, guys.
A lot of problems with this scenario, but.
Very weird. So, it's making me not believe the scenario anymore. I've been taken out.
So everybody looked big. Cade Warner had a nice big catch there. The tight ends, I thought, there was a lot of nice plays.
Yeah, we didn't see Jack Stoll because he didn't play.
Right, but there was a lot of good plays up the seam to the tight ends there.
Austin Allen, they love, apparently.
Austin Allen.
A lot of good catches.
Yeah.
And he played a lot. He played with a number of quarterbacks.
Well, Martinez had that play that was an incompletion near the goal line when he was running, and he kind of faked a little bit and then threw it through Allen's hands. There was something about that play that was really good, though, before it ended there. Like his shiftiness. Oh, one thing I was saying, all the quarterbacks, McCaffrey, Vedrill, they had these runs where they were downed for just being hit. You know in the game, they're breaking those tackles.
Yeah. Yeah,
especially Martinez, because he's really good after the point of first contact.
Well, McCaffrey is fast.
If he could, get any kind of protection.
McCaffrey is
like
what...
his brother, but smaller.
I have a feeling McCaffrey is what... we hoped Martinez would be.
Which?
Taylor. He's got more shiftiness
and a slightly, he doesn't throw like a fucking idiot.
No. And
but he's not a great thrower.
Well, but he's also a freshman.
He has
a month in he's probably still growing.
But I mean, I've never played quarterback and I guarantee you I can throw better passes than McCaffrey.
Guaranteed. I can guarantee you wouldn't.
I
challenge.
How about this?
McCaffrey. What's his first name?
Lou.
I keep wanting to call him Ed.
I will defeat you in anything, and I...
Lou McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Luke.
Why don't you challenge me?
No.
And then I'll admit that he would beat me.
No. I challenge Luke McCaffrey...
It's much more likely that you and I would be able to do this matchup.
No. I challenge Lucas McCaffrey of the McCaffrey family...
You should have had some beers.
I challenge you...
He'd be asleep.
...to a throw-off.
He's angry at all of our players for some reason.
Will you guys have Damian Jackson staring down your grill?
I challenge Damian Jackson to a throw off as well.
Oh, you know who actually looked good?
Will he be throwing you?
No.
Number 22.
We'll see.
Davis?
Me and Damian Jackson.
Outside linebacker, yes. Alex Davis.
He looks the part. He's a big guy.
He's the guy you like getting off the bus because
he looks really.
But he actually looks like it's coming together now.
He did get a sack there.
Damian Jackson got a sack.
He did.
Yeah.
A lot of guys got sacks actually. If all you have to do is tap the guy's shoulder pad,
and also not a lot of depth on the offensive line.
No, that showed a little bit how it was spread out there.
It'll be really interesting to see who wins the battle between Cam Jurgens and Will Farniok for the center job.
And that may whoever doesn't will be your interior backup, probably. Yeah.
But why would the starting center be in a backup if he's better than the other guys? Like, excuse me, why would the guy that's... So, if Jurgens beats Farniok...
And Farniok's really good.
Why wouldn't Farniok play tackle?
No, he wouldn't play tackle. He'd play guard.
I mean, guard, sorry.
That's he might,
I mean,
but... Guard.
Well, we've already got... Yeah. I mean, that's basically the only position that isn't filled out right now is center.
What if we move the guard? What if... But I'm saying...
But I'm saying... I'm saying... That's probably still your fifth best lineman. So if he loses out, he's not going to beat out Bo Wilson, and he's not going to beat out the elder Farniok, and he's not going to beat out Brendan Hymus, and he's probably not going to beat out Trent Hixon. They're all four probably better than those two.
Yeah. More like
Jurgens and Jurgens, and he are probably 5 and 6 on the depth chart overall. So whoever loses, yeah, will be the lead backup, but not a tackle. That'll be someone else probably.
Right.
Left tackle.
Left, right, right, left.
Left tackle is our best offensive lineman, Brendan right. Hymus.
Yes.
Well, left tackle should always be the best
offensive. Yeah, and
Schitterman is right tackle.
Schitterman, he'll be wherever they want him to be if he's their seventh best lineman.
Who is the right tackle now?
Right tackle is the elder Farniok.
Matt. Yes. I like Schitterman, not the guy. I don't know him.
Schitterman.
But see, I like saying Schitterman.
Schitterman. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, I get it. I get it. It's a more fun name to say.
Yeah. How about all them picks?
Yeah.
Deflected picks. Were there like 4 deflected interceptions?
There was some really good play. There were some good catches on both sides of the ball.
I thought, yeah. Although, like the interceptions, 2 or 3 of them should have been caught.
Yeah, they got dropped.
You know, I mean, like they went out of one guy's hands into a defensive back. But that's what this defense, it seems that they're... more knowledgeable and thus more aggressive.
Well, and that's what Chenander schemes for picks and fumbles.
Yes.
You want to talk about a position that makes me feel a little less good about it. That's not the running back room. It's the wide receivers.
Oh, wide receivers. Well, we're missing
a lot. Yes, but I wanted it. But I wanted to see.
Well, and Wandell, who's supposed to be like. Lights out.
But I wanted to see, and McQuitty had a solid reception at one point.
He did.
But I wanted
Woodyard
to see
drop 2 balls.
What?
Woodyard dropped 2
he
balls.
Did. One in
the
end
zone.
And I wanted to see Andre Hunt make a splash.
I think
he had a chance at a touchdown reception from Luke McCaffrey toward the end of the game, yeah. And you know, it was good coverage, but didn't happen.
I think those guys are going to rotate a lot. I think you're going to see obviously Spielman. I think you're going to see a lot of Wandell. And I actually think Warner's probably
going to... Wandell's going to be a starter.
But Warner might be your kind of big possession receiver.
Oh, totally.
You know?
He absolutely has to be. Yeah. He's good, and he knows what he's doing. Yeah. He knows how to run routes,
yes.
Good
safety valve. I think that's going to be important. He and the tight ends are going to be big this year.
My big worry is...
For first downs.
Will Spielman be healthy all year? That's what I'm starting to wonder, and I hope to God that he and Wandale can just stay together in one piece.
Depth. That's why you want to have 4 of those guys. That's why at Oregon in their years of dominance, there'd be another like little quick guy who's suddenly in the game. And it's like, well, who is this guy? Because you need that depth. And you need it not only to prevent injuries, but to protect the guys during the game and to wear down your opponent with just waves and waves of these.
Yeah.
It's like the old Washington Redskins, the Smurfs, except in a amped up offense. Boy, they would have been good that. What, you know, the Houston wide receivers.
Heywood Jeffries and Ernest Givens.
If you had introduced this to
Andre
Because that was
Hunt?
The offense of the time.
That's a Nebraska player.
Oh, Andre Reed, but that was the Bills.
Yeah, right. No, they had a bunch of those, like, 5'8".
I'm trying to think of all of them. Heywood Jeffries, Ernest Givens.
Givens.
Drew Brown? No.
He was a kicker for Nebraska.
No. Drew.
Pearson?
He was no.
Caught the Hail Mary.
God damn, I can't believe I'm forgetting. It's making me feel old because I'm forgetting, like, that was my squad.
Yeah. I want to say something else.
Oh, this will be good.
When you see the quarterback, here's the transition. I met a guy. I have the Hawkeye Tears bottle, and I'm at an audition, and a woman's sitting next to me, and she's like, I'm sorry, I noticed your bottle there. Are you not from Iowa, obviously? I was like, no, I do a Nebraska podcast.
I bet a lot of people assume it's an Iowa State thing.
Maybe, but yeah. That's why she was kind of curious, because then it says, you know, it says right. Big Red Cop.
Well, we've also got that Hawkeye tattoo on your wrist.
Face.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought Molly
I'm
just...
I'm not holding my wrist in front of my face. That's my face.
I thought Molly just shit on your face. I didn't realize it.
I wiped that off. So she starts talking about how her husband's from Nebraska, and he actually drove her to the audition. So he comes in, and he's on Husker Max when we walk over to him. He's on the website of Husker Max.
That's funny.
So he knew who we were and everything. So he starts telling me this story. He knows Bill Moos somehow, and I believe he has some connections to the athletic department. But the point is, his grandmother just turned 100 years old. So he sent, she's a huge Husker fan. So he sent a letter into the athletic department. Could you send a card or whatever for my grandmother? She's a big fan. Frost called her. All the Heisman Trophy winners called her. They gave her a box at the game, at the spring game, for her, like 20 seats. And they like acknowledged and celebrated her 100th birthday at the game. Like, the athletic department just went all out for this.
This guy must donate some money.
Well, I wonder about that. Actually.
Well, there's probably that, but also because that's how you get to know a guy like Bill Moos.
Sure, but also a 100-year-old woman who's been following the Huskers forever, having like, you're right. As I think about it now, it never crossed my mind.
But also,
until you guys said it, like, of course.
But Nebraska's really, and Nebraska's really good at that.
And just think of the players doing it. Like, that's one, like.
Well, to get Heisman Trophy winners, because you don't have quite the same, like, tie to them. Like, if you tell Adrian Martinez to do it. It's like, okay, sure thing, coach.
Yes. But Johnny, like, the Jet, he could say F off.
He's like, how much money is in it for me?
Right. But I also think that points to the loyalty of Nebraska players and people who are like, those guys are willing to do that for a 100-year-old woman celebrating her birthday.
Johnny the Jet will never
He won't turn anyone down.
That's he right. loves the attention. And I was with so
that's a guy who's ahead of his time. In this offense, he'd be the duck R.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Today's game, he was, you know.
Well, I spent quite a bit of time with him because he's like one of Dave Max's really good friends. Mm-hmm. And so when we were on the tour, he would show up at random places. And
your bathroom stall.
Yeah. Yeah. I kept being like, Johnny, what are you doing? Why are you in my stall?
way to control that sound, huh?
Yeah, there is.
After 3 years of explosions throughout the podcast.
But no, so one time, Dave, someone was like, it's my birthday or something like that. And they had been talking about how, as a kid, Johnny the Jet Rogers
was his
hero. So this 60-year-old man or whatever, 50-year-old man, Dave hands him his phone. And it's on speaker, so I could hear it too. And Johnny the Jet Rogers sings happy birthday to this guy over
amazing.
The phone. Yeah,
that's
like
amazing.
He doesn't, he's a good dude.
But that's how
I mean, he'll try to sell you anything. What? Like right now, he'd be like, hey, you guys want to buy this hat? Pat's be like, that's my hat. Really? Oh, is it? Oh, I'll put it back then. He'll try to sell you anything he can sell you. But
well, again, that's the whole, it kind of points to the fact that when you're a college football star, you didn't get any money for being that, so you're forever trying to make up for the free work that you did, like being an improviser.
Yeah, free work, huh?
All right, we asked you got a scholarship and free drinks all the time, not free work. But when they're building huge facilities on the backs of these players,
right? So what about the guy? Let me ask this. So what about the guy that, for example,
sure,
you know, edits a video for full screen. Now, they can't do that without him, right?
Oh, we're in the land of free work. Where we live here.
But so is Johnny the Jet. I mean, there's a million running backs.
You were exploited as well.
Yes, but right.
I wasn't exploited. I got something.
But they're making a lot more off your work than you are.
Right. And the billionaires And they're a $1 billion company, but I don't feel like I got robbed. So this idea that college football players like got robbed is like, all right.
I just think unfairly compensated
because they were able to secure an investment allowed them to pay you
an opportunity to get a better job at the age of 18 to get free school, free room and board.
They get something out of it.
They get something. I would give anything for the education they're getting. And half of these guys aren't even fucking graduating.
It's all a thing that's relative.
Well, the part that's tough with it, and Josh Rosen has talked about it, is that you don't really get to maximize the education, though, because you're so... You have so much you have to do.
Football.
There's so much you have to do as an athlete.
But I don't...
And believe me, I used to travel with the teams, like... not as a student, and would just be gassed. And I could never understand how they could watch film, do practice, travel for these games, play these games, and still put any effort into schoolwork. Yeah. It's nuts.
The schedule is crazy.
Trying to score a little sex in the process.
It's not about what they're getting.
I didn't have to worry about that at all.
Neither do they. Listen. You think it takes any... That's the easiest thing for them to do.
Well, that probably...
Do you know how many roofies... You know how much roofies I had to buy in college? Do you have any idea?
You should be quiet soon.
I shouldn't
talk about roofies, really.
I didn't hear that.
Not roofies like the drug...
What other kind of roofies?
It's like this.
A cute name for the top of a house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These roofies.
Yeah, that was... Pat, don't make jokes like that, you asshole.
What do you mean?
God, you're a piece of shit.
Anyway.
Let's move forward.
Did I take your joke?
No, let's move.
You missed what he said, and it's fine.
Yeah, let's
Point
move forward.
Being,
I just can't believe you make horrible jokes about...
It's all relative.
...date rape.
Even...
What?
NBA players get millions and millions of dollars in their contracts. And you would say, oh, how could they be upset? It's because the work they're doing is making some other guy 50 times the amount of money.
At least that.
Right.
It's like the whole thing with CEOs of companies. There was just a thing where, I don't even know who it was.
It's
some congressman, senators yelling about how people who work at a bank make an average of $16 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
To the CEO of the bank who makes like $35
million. Right.
He has no idea how much the average employee makes. He has no idea what their costs are on average.
Right.
Each question she asks him, he has no clue because the guy makes so much money, he hasn't lived in the real world for 30 years.
Right.
His refrigerator becomes stocked full of food and he doesn't know how it happened.
Right.
You know, and doesn't know what any of it costs.
Right. And
so,
you think, I don't want to stick up for that guy because I also think that that guy sucks. But... I mean, it's not like he got there just sitting there with his thumb up his ass.
No, but he's the hard working hustle. He's the one who votes on how much everybody makes.
Sure.
So
sure.
That's
well, it's his company.
Kind of,
I mean,
we could get into
it's
a
the stockholders'
thing,
but, company.
Yeah. Come on, they pay that guy for
you
a
say
reason.
Eat
yeah,
the
and
rich.
Then they can fire him
you
whenever they
say
want.
Eat
sure.
The rich.
I agree.
He's
Trust
the
me,
one,
I don't want to stick
one on the plate.
I don't want to stick up for these guys because I think there should be a salary cap. Period for America. I think there should be a salary cap.
Yeah. And I think in sports,
it
like,
makes everything better. A salary cap makes things better.
There should
better.
Also be a salary floor in big sports like baseball and basketball. So a team like the Marlins, which is making $100 million, there isn't a salary floor in Major League Baseball.
Oh, and on baseball?
So,
well, baseball's not a sport.
You're getting into a different
They spend 15 minutes a game actually doing anything, and they make millions of dollars, and they want
to
cry about it. What's 15 times 100? 1,500 minutes? 1,500?
They have to do 162 times.
You know what's interesting? You hate soccer, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay. And you hate baseball.
Yeah.
So I didn't come across soccer for a long time. I was a baseball fan much longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
But once I've started watching Premier League soccer, baseball seems even slower. Because you think soccer is slow in terms of the scoring, but the play is consistent. Something's
Andre Gomez ran
least.
8 miles last week against Arsenal.
Yes, exactly. Everyone's moving. The ball is moving at all times. Baseball, the stop and go.
And I love baseball, too.
Right, but it's just...
He spends 32 hours actually working on the field in baseball a year.
Who does?
Anybody that plays baseball.
Well, here's the thing about those guys, though.
32 hours on the field?
15 minutes, 162 times.
You're on the field much longer than that. You're just talking about... what they
Actual
do that's active
moving, like how much of
but there's a but like pitchers and well other people too they're at the ballpark like 6 hours before a game doing work.
Stretched.
Preparing.
And they don't get paid for stretching?
A lot of running, actually, too, for pitchers.
Man, I pay a guy running, I can run and stretch.
Running loosens up the core. There's a lot of core and flexibility involved.
These guys are worth $100 million each to the team.
I'm worth $100 million.
Well, if you throw 99 miles an hour and have a curveball that drops off the table, someone will pay you that.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I do have.
Neither of those things.
Herpes?
Can you tell? You can tell from the sitting over there?
Your face is a herpes. It's just one giant herpes.
No, I don't want to stick up for those guys, but also, like, I feel like the over amount, okay, football players, I understand, I get their argument. I feel like they should tone it down about 50%. Like, that's all. Like, you get a lot. This, we don't get anything, and they make billions. Like, welcome to the real fucking world.
You actually don't see many of the players arguing this. It's always people like me who are arguing for them.
You see a lot of players being like...
But also, too...
They can't really say shit while they play because the NCAA will come down. But they say it all that shit after they play.
I think they feel like they have to make up for lost time because while they felt... at the most, they didn't get a say as much.
I mean, because you know why?
Tressel lost his job because his players traded their jerseys for tattoos.
Right.
And they're not allowed to trade their jerseys for tattoos. Like, to right. me, that's like,
well, but here's the thing. Dumb. No, it's dumb on the surface. I agree with you. The reason that rule exists is because then a guy goes, yes. I'll trade you this $100,000 for a jersey.
Yes.
That's why it exists. It's because there's too many of those other fucking assholes out there with $1 billion that'll do whatever they can to make sure that Nick Saban...
But as we've already established many times, that shit's already happening anyway, just with certain schools, so might as well just...
Open it up. It's like legalizing marijuana. Cut out the criminal element.
Right.
Tax it. Make money for
Add
the legal
a different
things.
Criminal element.
No, it's not a different...
The government is a different criminal element.
Well, that's a different... concept. I don't think it's...
You just made King J hip cream in his pants.
Did I?
Yeah.
Is that the kind of shit he says?
This is the best...
Well, he and Joe, via proxy, had a tax argument one time.
You were here for it.
Oh, yeah. Because taxation is theft.
Is robbery, right. No. Misappropriation of taxes is theft. I agree with you on that.
Okay.
But that's a whole other subject. You know, like...
Also, I should get a pick where my taxes go.
Well, that would be great, but you know,
I don't want my taxes.
We'd have no military if that were the case.
I don't want my taxes to help Iowa.
Well, now we've got something we can all agree on.
Right. I don't want my taxes to help women or children.
Okay. All right. You're having a great day. So did we finish analyzing
Tweety's Titanic argument?
It's the opposite. It's the opposite of the Titanic argument. Women and children last.
Captain, get on the boat.
Yeah,
you're first. Get on the only.
You're the only one here doing any goddamn work.
Billy Zane, get on the boat.
Did he live in that movie?
I think he did. Yeah,
because he like did.
Because he's rich.
Because he was a dick. Yeah. Yeah.
He pushed somebody out of the way or something like that.
Yeah. He grabbed a poor child and claimed it was his.
Yes.
And people were looking at him like, come on, bro. She's got like rags on and you've got a tux on. He's like, no.
Adopted her.
She's the only thing I've got.
Amazing.
Well,
if anyone wants to correct our Titanic knowledge, please feel free on Twitter.
My favorite scene was when Claire Danes was riding Leonardo DiCaprio reverse cowgirl.
Claire Danes?
Not even in the movie.
Yeah, Claire Danes. It's clearly a different movie if it's Claire Danes.
I think even if it were Claire Danes, it would be a different movie.
Right, yes.
I believe
she wasn't in it.
It was Keet Winslet.
Skeet Winslet.
Oh. Any other observations from the game for guys?
Fred Hoiberg looked amazing.
He did. Yeah. I'm excited. Actually, after watching him talk, I'm almost as big a Nebraska ball fan as Tweety now.
Almost. I'm the biggest fan and Nebraska ball fan on this podcast.
I don't want to claim to be the biggest.
Yeah.
You can get to me.
I'm probably
I just want to say this. The four assistant coaches he's hired.
Mm-hmm. Can you name them?
Yeah.
Go ahead, name three.
Lutz.
Not pronounced that way.
Lutz.
Bobby Lutz.
Doc.
Last name.
Western Nebraska.
Doc Stahl.
He's the kind of person who helps you with your horse.
You're just
with
you're
your seat
you're,
on the horse.
You've confused it worse.
Sadler.
There we go.
And
he's a Sadler.
Armand Green.
Armand Gates. Very Armand close. Gates.
It was not bad.
You're now good luck with the last
Matt
one.
Matt Azamakinaman.
Whoa, we'll take that.
Abdul Massey.
Most of the letters appeared in his pronunciation.
Yeah. And I just want to say that this, I mean, you've got basically you've got a defensive guru, you've got an offensive guru, and you've got
two recruiters.
I mean, that's like basically a 10 out of 10
is
hire.
Is this why you had me text you this yesterday?
What are you talking about?
Oh, he's saying Pat's words against
him. What are you talking about? Don't give me this bullshit.
Retweet it. Put it up on the Cobcast.
No.
To prove
if it, anything that
Twitter
he has, that anything he has is going to be photoshopped.
From Tweety, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is Hoiberg's staff? From me, it's got to be close to a 10. The balance he achieved is ridiculous. Two really good recruiters, Abdul Massey and Gates. One guy with connections to the current players, Gates. A really good offensive mind, Lutz. A really good defensive mind, Sadler. And two former head coaches with a combined 6 NCAA tourneys are assistants. I'd say Fred.
Assistants, they are.
I'd say Fred fucking nailed it. Plus, Lutz has a bit of John Blake type history. Just wait till we land our basketball Sue.
Yeah.
Well, Tweety, you did a pretty good job of retaining a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean retaining it? He's basically reading what I sent him verbatim. I'm the fan.
Yesterday.
I'm the fan. You guys aren't seeing what he's looking at. He just switched the names around.
Do we have any calls?
Yeah.
I do want to temper people's excitement, though. There's probably one off here because the roster's in shambles, and it's probably going to be a lot of transfers who sit out next year unless they can get waivers, but they don't pass those out quite like they do in football.
No, this is going to be a mishmash roster this year, but it'll be establishing the system for those players who are sitting a year can still practice.
Yeah.
So,
well, what Fred
may be better than the regular team.
Oh, my God. Well, except Gervais Green, if we can get him in the fold, he'll be playing next year.
Yeah, but if you can get two or three transfers or whatever who have to sit, they'll still be good competition at practice.
Yeah. Well, Hoiberg's first year at Iowa State, they had, I think it was 5 transfers who had to sit out. And he basically was playing all season with a roster like what Tim Miles was playing with.
At the end of the season, right?
Yeah.
Like 7 scholarship guys.
Yeah, and they went 500. And then 4 straight NCAA tournaments. I'm jacked, man.
I actually am.
Pat, jacked, man.
He was talking about it. Like,
instead of Jansen.
I thought it was great when when Hoiberg was talking about how he played a NBA preseason game at the arena there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how he had heard about it, but he was amazed at the facilities. And he said, in college, it's as good as anything in the country. It was like a nice little, again, not too many.
He loves those
that,
facilities.
Yeah. He's been talking them up because I think he knows what it's going to take to get people there. And it's a lot better than it was at Iowa State, I think, what they've got going at Nebraska.
Can you imagine selling to a recruit too, like, hey, man, we're the only power conference team without an NCAA tournament win. Just think what a fucking legend you will be.
How much
if we're
pussy
in the Elite Eight.
Put a banner up.
How, dude, you'll be swimming in pussy. You'll be the you'll be the guy that got busted for smoking weed after he won a gold medal of pussy.
Michael Phelps?
Yeah, you'll be the Michael Phelps of pussy.
I think Michael Phelps is the Michael Phelps.
Yeah, no. Nobody fucks a swimmer.
I mean, he made a lot of money after the Olympics.
Yeah. So a lot of people make a lot of money.
Yeah. I saw him in traffic one time in Baltimore when I was.
He eats 12,000 calories. He's going to be a lard ass someday.
Well,
he won't do that when he's not swimming.
Oh, yeah. Tell that to every other athlete.
Unless he keeps smoking the weed. No.
You ever notice how every athlete eventually gets fat? It's because they never stop eating.
Offensive linemen lose weight.
Well, that's because, God, you got to try to get that fat.
Yeah.
It's hard. That's an accomplishment.
They don't all get fat. Did I tell you I was
all of them? Name one that didn't.
Balls.
Troy Aikman.
Yeah. Troy Aikman's fat.
No, he's not.
He had to do. He wasn't he doing them Nutrisystem commercials with Dan Marino. And
you're just all riled up.
I am.
What were you about to say?
Total non sequitur. It didn't matter.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to do Twitter first?
Let's do the voicemails because there's a mess right now because of all the
Harris and Beck stuff.
Yeah, I won't be able to find shit.
Well,
I wish we could find some of the stuff that Harris and Beck tweeted at us, just because
just go on the page and look at it.
He blocked us. I want to tell what it's like to talk to Harris and Beck.
I don't have it on my phone because I feel it's too dangerous to mix them. I could go on through my work Twitter.
Oh, great.
Because I'm pretty sure he hasn't blocked that. Accounts.
He hasn't blocked my Hummingbird account.
Yeah. And it sucks because I thought you loved Harrison Beck. I thought so
feather.
Too. I was like, okay, you want to play this game?
Maybe
I think
he's too similar. My first wife and I think we're too similar. You guys could never be married.
I wouldn't fuck him because he's too fat.
He probably thinks the same of you.
There's no way he thinks that. Okay. So this is, I don't know who it's from. 660, is that Chicago?
I don't know.
Is 660 a Chicago area code?
No idea.
737 is,
Western,
right?
Northern and Western Missouri.
Missouri, okay. Go. Northwest Missouri.
So probably Kansas City.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I was just listening to your April 1st podcast, and you guys were talking about the guy from Lincoln Southeast going to Wisconsin. It's Bryson Williams, and he's actually Donovan Williams' brother. I'm not sure if you guys knew that, but have a good one. Love the cast. Talk to you later, bud.
He certainly doesn't sound like he loves the cast.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know that Bryson and Donovan were brothers because they went to different high schools.
Jonathan.
What? No, he said Donovan.
Oh, on here it's because the transcription's bad. Yeah. It says Jonathan. So when I'm reading, like, that's weird. I heard Jonathan.
There was someone
I was reading Jonathan when he said
there was someone
it.
Who criticized our take too that like that Frost was kind of swooping in because it was, I never said that he was bad because he did play for Wisconsin the first year. But I do think he was trying to salvage it, and Williams was already committed to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it was a tough get. And I think he had to prove though, I'm going for these guys.
Yeah.
He didn't want to let any Nebraska recruit get away without giving max effort on his part to get him.
Especially not to a Big Ten West school.
And especially coming in at the beginning. He wanted to establish. It would have been a coup.
Dude, we're going to shut down recruiting in Nebraska. It's done already. And then it won't be long till we swoop in and just start taking every good player out of Iowa, every good player out of the Dakotas, every good player out of Wyoming, every good player out of.
But honestly, it'll be something if.
Basically, Missouri and Kansas City and Chicago will be the ones that we have to share. But everything else, we're going to lock down.
But at some point, it'll be good if somebody gets a Nebraska recruit and it's a big coup because we've held it down for so long and we're getting such a high cal. You know, I do think Nebraska, more than almost any school in the country, needs to keep its best players in state.
Yeah.
Well, just to appease the fan base.
That's what I mean. It's a particular fan base that would... that goes for that more than almost any other.
There are only so many top-notch recruits in the state of Nebraska.
But do you think Oregon really cared that they lost Sue?
Well, here's where it got tricky in recent years was, so the secondary program for Nebraska kids for a bunch of years was to go to UNO. Well, UNO obviously cut their football program, and then the Dakota schools went FCS. And there's a bigger divide between Nebraska and Division II UNO than there is between Nebraska and FCS Dakota schools.
Oh, definitely.
And Nebraska let some good kids go to like North Dakota State and South Dakota State, and who have since gone on to like the NFL.
Yes.
And
national, and those two, I know they're in a lower division, but those are powerhouses in that division.
Yeah. And we lost some good quality talent.
All right, next topic.
Something we've never done before. That transition has never appeared in this podcast before. But now we're doing it. Don't ask us why. I think we're on to the Twitter comments.
Are there more voicemails?
No, that was the only one.
Okay. All right. Well, Tyler Garber's, who was he the guy who had a kid and someone asked who the kid's name was and he appreciated it?
Yeah.
He said, "We're ready for the spring game over here in the Garber's residence. What do you think?" And his child has a shirt that says, "Is it just me or do the Hawkeyes stink?"
Nice.
That's good parenting right there.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect. Let's see. What else here? Patrick at Huskers P says, "Beck is an idiot. The only thing he seems to be best at is eating cheeseburgers. Why do people waste time on this pathetic piece of crap? Ooh. It's not all like right, he was a real down. Husker. Hell, he was barely a real football player. He's a joke."
Although right. I will say, if you are the best in the world at eating cheeseburgers,
you're going to be made.
Marketable. That's a marketable skill.
Joey Chestnut has made a killing off
of that. Well, but is that the best? Is eating the most the best? Or
like most eating, it's eating the most the fastest.
What about if you do it the coolest?
I don't know that there are prizes for that.
Okay.
Well, sounds like a great YouTube channel.
Yes. Cool burger eating.
But it could be a different food every week, and you just...
Yeah, I like it.
Are you just gonna like look like you're giving cunnilingus to the
it depends every time? On the food. The way you eat a banana in a cool way is very different than the way you eat a ravioli in a cool way.
There is no cool.
You know what?
Yes, there is.
All right.
I think I figured out what got us blocked. Andrew Kinney, right before we got blocked, said, "How is QB Lesson not blocked you guys yet? Softer than Charmin."
He called him out and he made him block us by calling him soft.
But why would he block us?
I don't know.
He's on a blocking festival.
I
bet we get unblocked this week.
I bet we don't. I bet you, I'm telling you, he's Andy Kaufman.
Well,
and the only
now he's getting rid of his audience.
But that's the old.
That's
an Andy Kaufman move. That's what I'm saying.
You get more interest in him because why did he block you? And then you start setting up fake accounts, and suddenly the Copcast is now the Pobcast.
The what?
Pob.
Patrick O'Brien cast?
Yeah, the POB cast.
Seth Graves says, "I made it through about 5 minutes of the Beck podcast. Please tell me that it's worth listening to the rest.
It's worth it.
Does politics go away?"
You got that one.
Well, he did. We didn't get into politics. Oh. He just said MAGA a lot.
I think he listened to only 5 minutes because there was a vital element missing.
Oh, geez.
Me?
We got very, I would say several. I'd say several is a good amount.
Of people who wanted him instead of me.
That said, kick Joe.
Yeah,
it's going to be a ways down there, though. But interviewing Harrison Beck was like riding a bull.
Yeah.
You just had to hang on.
Yeah.
You weren't interviewing him.
He was just freeform talking.
Right. You were wrangling his freeform.
Did you listen, Joe?
I only listened to the very beginning. And then I was like, actually, I think I just would listen to more. But I started listening and then had something else going. And
like, dude, and there's like a good 30 seconds where, because usually we call and then we talk to them a minute, kind of get their vibe, and then we go, all right, just chill for a second, and we'll introduce you, and then we start.
Yeah.
We answered the phone to him screaming at us. And, I mean,
we didn't get all of it because we didn't anticipate that.
So I wasn't ready. I was like, oh, and then I finally got it going in the middle.
When he was still doing his, don't you dare call me, I hate telemarketers thing.
MAGA. Like, all right, calm down.
I mean, it's interesting.
But he listened to a lot of our stuff and came ready to roast us.
Yeah.
Well, I believe he downloaded like 20 episodes of one of my other podcasts. At the Doobies one.
Because he made references to it.
Does he live in Oklahoma?
No, he lives in
Texas.
Dallas.
Maybe not then. Somebody in Oklahoma downloaded a ton.
Oh, that's Barry Switzer. I sent him a link.
Oh, Barry loves the weed podcast.
Yeah. if there's any football coach that loves the weed, it's fucking Barry Switzer.
Probably Barry. Well, Don Nelson, actually, in the NBA. You ever hear that? He lives in Hawaii now, and he retired, and his hair's real long. And they said, what have you been doing in Hawaii? He goes, I've been smoking some pot. That's basically is it. Growing some pot, smoking some pot.
Well, he was sick for a while. Yeah.
But he didn't smoke. You know, all his players were probably smoking all the time when he was a coach. He didn't know.
Yeah.
He knew.
He knew they were smoking. He didn't know what the weed was like.
Oh.
We got a couple tweets here in a row. Matt Kavanaugh says, hashtag kick Joe, hashtag replace him with Harrison.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Troy Ramig says, I think you should bring Harrison Beck back as an occasional contributor in a segment called Checking In With H, or to weigh in on games throughout the season.
Checking In With H sounds like he's a heroin addict.
What if it's like check down with the internet's quarterback?
Check down with a QB lesson.
Well, we can't contact him anymore.
I bet he's listening.
I'm not at his email.
He's listening to us right now. I don't mean he downloaded the podcast.
I almost said his email address on the goddamn.
Why would you do that?
I'm so good. I almost said someone's phone number on the podcast once. I'm just not.
All right, let's get down to the nitty gritty.
There was a poll about who would make their respective tournaments sooner, Scott Frost or Fred Hoiberg. Dustin Moss says 49% of people really think Frost will get to the Final Four faster than Hoiberg will make the field of 68. Delusional.
I did the math. So 20% of basketball teams, assuming 400.
Yeah, and it's less than 400.
Well, I think
it's about 350.
I think I actually Googled that number.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I actually, whatever the number was.
But it is about 20% is not, within a range.
For football, it's 3.5%.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's more than 100.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
But if you're talking about getting into the Final Four in basketball or making the playoff in football, I still maybe think Hoiberg. No,
because you can put together a basketball
Frost will
roster
be,
yes, so much faster. True.
Frost will be in the playoffs before I turn 45.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like 3 years
ago. No, that's like 10 years from now.
No, you're 45 already.
No, there's no way.
You have a lot of the organs.
The biggest things that we had commenting about this week were that tournament question that you posted.
Yeah.
And the other
what
poll.
A stupid fucking question. Oh yeah, fuck you. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? How about me and you fight?
And then the other poll that you posted, who's sexier, me or Harrison Beck? There were some strong opinions on that.
No, there was two strong opinions, and it's your two lovers.
Did you guys see the picture?
Hashtag targeting and Scott Dace.
Did you see the picture?
Scott, I'm in love with Pat Jansen because I'm a big fucking dumbass, Dace.
Scott Dace is a wonderful human being.
No.
He's
buying another Hawkeyes tier. A Hawkeye tier is
thing. Oh, that's Scott Dace. I'm really awesome at every life, Dace.
All right. Adrian Braun says that last episode was a masterwork.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It really was. Like, if you look at what Harrison Beck did.
Was that just last week?
Well, yeah. It came out last week.
Oh, but we recorded
We recorded
the other thing last week. Is that out?
It's sitting there. I just keep forgetting to render it and put it up.
But tell people that
I'm going to do that.
That's one of the things you get when you become
tomorrow.
A
you're going to get tomorrow, and it's a fun one, I think.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I agree.
Well, it'll be yesterday when you're listening to this.
That's good. Count Isfin says Minnesota has a trophy for the team that wins the spring game. I don't know if that's true, but he loves to rag on Minnesota.
Well,
that's
great. Their game was on after ours.
Yeah. But I'd believe it. Sure. That seems like a PJ Fleck thing
course.
To do.
He gives trophies for everything. He's the king of the
participation trophy
system.
Yeah. Don't make fun of him because
I know.
Get shit on quick.
Well, you do.
Well, King J Hip rides. He rides both lines. He's a Husker fan who loves PJ Fleck and the Gophers.
Really? Well, that says a lot.
Yeah. I think he's in Minnesota, maybe.
Oh, well, you know, we've given our PJ Fleck takes before, and I think we all agree
that we don't like him.
I have a pitch for a podcast.
What?
PJ Beck. PJ Fleck and Harrison Beck do a podcast together.
That's great. That'd
be like just two wild Broncos left together.
It would be a whole lot of. Like inspiring quotes, and then just a whole bunch of like him being called a fucking idiot.
Interesting pairing.
My God, there'd be zero focus to any of that.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
Kind of like this one.
Whole bunch of bullshit.
All right,
let's. Where can they find stuff, Pat?
So, if you want one of those Hawkeye tier water bottles that Scott Days is trying to get two of.
Patreon.com.
Patreon.com/BigRedCobcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Big Red Cobcast or on Facebook, facebook.com/Cobcast. Check us out at the Omaha Improv Festival on Memorial Day weekend. No official day and time just yet, although it's sounding like Saturday. Just, you know, go to the Omaha Improv Festival webpage and check in on that every day. And we'll let you know when we find out, too. And that's it.
Fatty rides the bus.
Fatty rides the bus.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.